When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, dear podcast listener. This is Ian Lee.
And I'm Catherine Boyle.
Exciting news. From July the 1st, we are moving the show to www.patreon.com/IanandCatherine. I-A-I-N and Catherine with a K. That is going to be the only way that you will get to hear this best of podcast. So if you want to watch the show, all of the shows, you have to watch some of it for free, but if you want to watch all of the show and listen to the daily podcast, then go over to www.patreon.com/IanandCatherine, I-A-I-N and Catherine with a K, and have a look at the tiers.
Yeah, there are so many, right? From being someone who just chucks us a couple of quid, and that's great, and we'll love you, and we'll pray for you, and we'll think of you very, very fondly, to being someone who joins us for dinner on Zoom.
And we're sorry we're doing this. It's just the way that things are working out. We kind of, if we want to keep the show going, we're going to have to start charging a little bit. We appreciate your support. We hope you come with us. And if you don't, may the gods bless you. I nearly said God, but that would put some people off.
Sign up now to show your support. You won't be charged until then.
July the 1st.
July the 1st.
Thank you. You are witnessing my first sip of coffee today.
And here's mine.
Morning. 0203 286-627. Of course my stream deck has stopped working just as we've gone live. Of course it has.
Just when you're thinking about getting a bigger one.
There is a hot tub. We couldn't get the camera and we are both wearing bikini bottoms downstairs. So
on our bikini bottoms.
I've got a zit here, and if we can get this, no, it's a tiny one. If we can get this stream deck to work, we're gonna come in close. I'm gonna squeeze it for you live, guys.
Don't squeeze it.
Can't do what I want with my body. And I often do.
Yeah, with hilarious consequences.
Good morning, everybody. At one point, we had 2,000 people watching a photo.
No. 2,000 perverts.
2,000 perverts.
I'm glad you're still here. Some of you aren't motivated by your peens.
Let's get into the show. Let's do this. We've got a busy show tonight. Your hair looks fabulous.
No, it's a bit bedhead. I haven't washed it this morning.
Okay, your hair looks awful.
Awful.
There you go. Now, stream deck, are you going to work for me? Yo, she works, baby. She bangs. She bangs. That was a strange follow-up song to Living La Vida Loca.
Also, come on, Ricky.
I loved Living La Vida Loca. I thought that was a great song. Yes. But I couldn't sing it to you now.
So, upside, inside out, living La Vida Loca.
Yes, I could.
I own two Ricky Martin albums.
He made albums.
Yeah, I own them.
Well, I don't think. Well, what you mean is you've bought them. You don't own the rights to them. You couldn't distribute them. I used to own rights to albums until I got bullied out of my workplace.
They belong to me.
Yeah.
I loved him. I loved him in a purely sexual way. I thought he was the most beautiful, and he still is. He's a very, very beautiful man. I cannot believe I missed the obvious
clues. He betrayed you. Working for me.
She bangs someone else, brackets.
We're having a little bit of trouble, guys. My computer seems to be having a little bit of trouble, so I'm just going to close down Skype. Skype is closed.
I can still smell your burning handle, and I say that with love. I wonder whether that's affecting your mood. It could be driving you looping.
Oh, shush.
No, seriously. Oh, also, full moon last night. Did everyone else have animals being... Rude, actually, mine.
My cats smashed my back door, smashed the cat flap, and brought in dead creatures.
Mine decided that she was going to run out of the house and then not come in. But when I called her, she would come almost close enough and then leg it away.
That's right, Dom. I said busy show tonight because I'm doing another show tonight for a good audience, and it'd be busy. This show's for you, so it's not going to be very busy. Thank you.
So shut up. Yeah, so anyway, she was just rude. About 2 hours this went on, this dance.
JXMI. You just got yourself a ban, buddy. First ban, the morning. First ban, the morning. I cannot get Skype to work. Now, we had this before, and I can't... Hazy said I hadn't, and then he said later on he says had, but it's funny saying I hadn't. I had the most violent, horrific dream last night for what seemed like all night. Full moon dreams.
I was dreaming of pasta.
Pasta.
You were in it. I was dreaming I was making a pasta recipe, right? And I knew exactly what I was doing and it was fine. And then it started to go haywire. And then loads of other people were trying to tell me how to do it. And it was just clouding my mind. And I was like, can you just let me do this? This is easy.
It's clouding my mind.
And then I woke up.
I nearly got up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, I was having very unpleasant dreams. I had to keep waking myself up out of the dreams.
Uh-huh.
Out of the dreams.
Oh,
how dare you! I cannot get Skype to work. It's not the end of the... I mean, it is the end of the world. We've had this before. It just goes to a white screen, and I can't remember. I did something. I seem to remember shrinking it did something. Oh, no, that's filling
it. Make it smaller. Smaller still.
Fewer screen size.
No, the flat line you need to hit.
No, I don't want to make it... I don't want to shrink it completely.
Shrink it?
No, that's not what I want to do. I wanted to make it smaller. Guys, just come with me. Have a little look at this. This is Skype. This is what my Skype is looking like.
This is not the normal look of Skype. This is unusual Skype.
This is what my Skype is looking like. What the hell? I turn you off and on again, David Ding Dong.
Yeah.
Reset all Skype settings. Wait, hang on a minute. Pete has Googled something. Quit Skype or use Windows Task Manager to kill any Skype process. Go to Windows Start in the search box.
Don't do that voice. He might be right.
And then press Enter.
And you'll be eating humble pie.
The Windows files will pop up. They're located folder name Skype for desk. Get out of town. And you want to hack... What do you think? I'm an idiot. You're going to hack into my computer and keystrokes. You're going to do keystrokes on me. Get out of town. Oh.
What?
Those bags are going to be well hard-boiled. Oh, my handle's on fire! Actually on fire.
I knew I could smell melting handle.
How does my handle burn? It's actually on fire. I wish... God, don't pick up. Don't pick up by the handle. And do not... I wish I'd set up the camera in here.
Donuts. Hot handles, man.
Oh.
Honestly, the fumes in here when I walked in. There's usually fumes, but not of this nature. How can we have this much drama from you making a boiled egg? Flipping it! Someone needs a new pan.
It's only my small pan. My medium pan.
Blimey. That's bad. Don't sniff it. Drive you flipping loopy. Get water on that.
How can handles on pans
yeah
be burnt be burning? How can handles on pans be burning?
Well, they'd be over the heat source. That's what the physics tells us.
Right. People are telling me, please don't send me a link. Skype is only showing white screen. Reset all Skype. Except quit Skype. Done that. Go to Windows, search, run box, type in that. All right. All right. We're going to do this. And if this doesn't work, the person who posted this link gets timed out. We're going to do this now.
Donuts.
So search, go to Windows. God, that stuff is great, man. Go to Windows. Right, hang on. We're going to fix Skype. We're going to take some calls. This is what we're going to do now. Go to Windows, Start, and type in the search run box.
This is not, by the way, this is not a technical difficulty. This is just a...
This isn't technical difficulty. Who said it was technical difficulty?
I'm just saying. I don't know who said it.
I can taste the pan.
Voices.
And then press enter. The Windows File Explorer will pop up. There, look at a file named Skype for desktop. Okay.
Boy, 2020, get yourself an egg cooker for off Amazon.
Best I've got an
ever.
Egg cooker. It's called
a
cooker.
No, we don't need more stuff.
Here's the thing. I've done what I've been told to do. And it says, there locate a folder named Skype for desktop. That folder's not there. So the person that posted the link, time them out. I'm not having that.
I think Skype might be off for everyone, says Delith1977.
What do you mean you think Skype is off for everyone?
Oh, Mick Hughes, 17. Bad news for people such as Quaffy Talk, who are big Bretty Pudding fans. Morning, both. Don't worry, I burnt my bread pudding last night, so my market customers are in for a shock.
Just use web Skype. What the fudge?
Eesh.
Does it... Right, Delith, I'm close to timing you out, and you're a hardcore fan, but you're going to get timed out. Is Skype... down for
can you stop being so aggressive, please? Because I feel a bit spacey now.
Is Skype down for everybody?
There, better. Just be gentle.
This is going to be... I know how I could make this work. I'm going to uninstall Skype. Just check the website. It says that it isn't. Right, Delith, yours is down too. Yours is okay, Katie. Delith, 2-minute timeout. Do it. Do it, mods. Do it. Do it. Do it real good.
That pan, though.
Do you remember when we burnt that pan and we got off our face and time, like, stretched out and slowed down at the same time?
Oh, God. What day is it?
Pan day. So I've done... Oh, Jesus. What's a Skype? Shut up, Nellie Baines.
Shut up!
The string gives me anxiety, said Wide Art Shark. You try being in it.
Yeah, man.
You being it with us.
This is our life. You're feeling sorry for yourself. We have to live with this.
You being it with us. Then you see what it's like. I'll give you anxiety.
This is this is what the kids call chill.
Chill. Chill out.
Not chilled.
Right. Chilled. I'm chilled. Right. Someone said webskype.com. Well, let's try that. That could be fun. Logging in. Is that me?
That's you. That's your personal one.
Okay, well then let's get out of... Well, what's the rabbit hole? Sign out. What's the... I've got about 4 or 5 Skype accounts, right, that I'd set up over time. But I never use them. The only one I use is the rabbit hole, but they kind of set them up maybe for like NA or whatever. And then, but they all just exist in a parallel universe of Skype. How many Skype accounts have you got? Call me now. But not on Skype, because I can't answer it. Right.
My answer is 1.
Okay,
I'll tell you live, because we're not going to do
but
it on
what
Skype.
But what is our Skype? What is our Skype login? Is it this? Is it this? Hello?
It's that one.
That one.
Yeah.
It's a long password. Nope. Let's try that. Nope. Bop. What is it? Whoever said Skype. What is that? Why is our logo two beavers hugging?
What is your why?
Okay, guys. We're so close to the getting the basic premise of the show working.
What are we doing?
They're not showing any private information. No. What do we do here?
Press.
Press this in a minute. See what happens.
I think I need resetting.
That's your belly button, isn't it?
Nope.
Well, that makes your bum fall off. Okay, so Skype. Okay, we might see some phone numbers, so I'm going to get off this screen. This is fun.
Come on now.
Nope, that's...
Come on now, enough of this. Just sort it out.
I'm trying to sort it out. I want to get phone calls. My account. What do I do from here, please? The big guys at the back who said, you go to the web browser. Go to the web browser. Well, I'm at the web browser, right? I'm at the web browser. Now what do I do? Can you send me a link? I don't know.
Why?
Someone messaged us yesterday. Here you go. Look at this. We've got a load of postcards to do. I would like to come onto your show and talk about a problem, but I would need to plan the convo so I can talk to you. I'm deliberately redacting. But I would like to come and talk to you about a problem, but I need to plan the convo. Does that mean like script it or just plan when they do it?
No, plan when they do it because it looks like sometimes they're better at talking than others. I would suggest that maybe that is the main thing you need to address.
Okay, please, just someone, please.
And that by planning it, perhaps we're enabling.
We don't plan phone calls. What is this? Calls? No, because we're on this page. I need to get to the Skype page on here. That. No. Okay. For Christ's sakes. What do you mean? No, Roma Herring, maybe autistic, maybe not. Don't care, not planning calls. We don't plan calls.
Also, you're guessing, no.
Gatford says, I tried calling, it's not connected. Gatford, Skype isn't open, mate. You might as well call 01753 645 885. Right? Because that was my phone number when I was 15. Guess what? It won't answer. I'm not there. I'm not there.
You need to calm down for you.
You need Gaffer needs a David Ding Dong.
You're going to have a thrombo.
Go to web.skype.com. What do you think I freaking did? I will go there again. Oh, yeah, that fixed it. Thanks. Right. That fixed it. Thank you. Who's this Paul Twist guy? It works now. Oh, you're welcome.
I can't concentrate on anything. I'm high on pans.
If only we'd known as kids. It was pans. It was pans. Delith is subscribed even though she was timed out. What a human being.
She's a good soul.
What a human being. What a human being. Speaking of human beings.
Here's one.
Gaffer, great to see you, buddy. Great to see you, mate. We got it working in the air. We had a little bit of fun at the start. Now it's getting down to the meat and two veg. Bodies piled up in their thousands. What do you think about that?
Call me now.
Terrible. Terrible. This panhandling business.
Can I just ask?
Yes, of course.
Oh, look, I've got a blood bindi.
What? So I can't see you anymore. What's going on?
Into a blood bukkake. No. So, is... Ah, there we go. There's the... Ah, well, I've not turned the camera on.
Okay, well, that was part...
I want to know if your internet, if your picture is crapper, who cares? Who cares? It's just, Ian, relax, enjoy yourself, have fun.
I'm watching the screen now, so...
Yes.
Good. The other way.
Could you fan it a bit?
I can't turn my camera on for you. Well, Gaffer, please just get to... You don't need to see us, you know what we look like.
Okay, I'm looking at the stream, you're both looking good. Where's the flipping hot tub?
It's down here. Told you. We got our feet in a paddling pool like Brian Wilson with his sandpit in 1967. And we're wearing bikini bottoms.
Anyway,
I told people to get a blank tape, yep. Hit play and record, yep. And dutty you're not boy. Delivering the goods.
You're a dutty boy.
You, by the goods, you mean?
Ian in a pair of Captain Sexy Speedos. Do you know Gregorian won a pair?
Oh God, now I've got an image.
Gregorian won a pair of, he's posted a picture of just the Speedos. I've dared him to go full on.
Oh, hang on a minute. For your, thank you. Who is, by the way, Brexit was a good thing. I disagree with your politics, but I totally agree with the information that you're giving me, and that just shows that we can get along.
But also, why are you leading with that?
Maybe it's being ironic, or maybe he believes it. I don't care, because I'm not one of those binary guys.
But why is that your identity?
No, hold on. Maybe his name is Brex, and it was a good thing.
That's true, actually.
Hi, Brex.
Hey, Brex. Hey, Brex. Come on, Brex. Right, Brex. So hang on. To use your camera for video calls, you need to grant permission. Oh. Okay, well, how do I do that? Let's learn some more.
Let's learn more.
Want to use camera for this call? Grant access to your camera by clicking the icon. That's that, right?
Oh, hello.
Microphone USB, yes, yes, yes. Hello? Didn't work. Try again. Continue allowing to access your camera and microphone. It, do you know what?
Is that the right camera?
Yeah.
Don't do that voice at me.
Oh, well.
Don't you do like that tone of voice.
Like it when mummy and daddy fight.
Don't you do that face.
I'll get you well. Camera, cam link. Oh, no. You're correct, Catherine. That's the wrong camera.
Dental Law 86 says, Brexit is a good thing, is a horrible chat-up line. I tell you a worse one. Do you like The One Show? Remember that one?
Oh, Catherine loves The One Show.
I hate The One Show, but that was someone sidled over to me in a pub once and opened with, do you like The One Show?
And we've been working together ever since. Okay, this is getting...
You like The One Show?
Yeah.
I want...
Here's the thing. To escape him, I reached for a copy of The Fuddler. He still didn't get the message.
No. You should have said yes, but it's not been the same since Adrian Charles left.
I think he was still on it at that Adrian point. Charles. It was a while
the
ago.
The BBC should not have welcomed him back. He made his bed... They should have let him lie in it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Eat his
do you
cake.
Remember when that was the Fury?
Yeah, because they went to do
he
Daybreak.
The money, yeah.
Yeah, they should have. They should have said.
And
nah,
then
mate.
There was Manford Gate.
Manford, because he sent pictures of his boobs to a woman, I think.
I believe so. Yeah, I can't really remember, but he wasn't bad on it. He was funny.
Yeah.
All right, mate. I could have done it as well.
Yeah, well, and should have. Apart Thank from you. That time you abused David Cameron, which we all know now is probably
I've had David Cameron. I was on The One Show. This is a true story.
Hey!
Hello, mate. I was on The One Show with David Cameron. This is a true story.
He was rude,
right?
Wasn't he?
He was an absolute bit.
Astonishingly, in a quirky twist.
I offered him a sausage roll.
Turns out, in retrospect, he's quite partial to the old pork, wasn't he?
No, it's not a true story. And
yes, it is.
It's not, actually.
I'm spreading it.
Okay. I wish you wouldn't mind that pad then, Paul. And then as the show finished, right, so imagine that's me and Adrian Childs and the lady were there. I think it was them presenting
Lampard,
it.
It's Lampard, Caroline.
So it finished. It wasn't Caroline.
No, that's what I'm guessing.
Well, don't guess. Stop. Can everyone... Here's something, right? This is what my motto for 2021. Can everyone just stop guessing? If you know, say. If you don't... So that's me. The show finishes. And I'm sat there.
Yeah.
Hold on. Are you David Cameron?
Yeah, he is.
I'm sat there. I'm David Cameron. And right. So I'm sat there. Now I'm me. And so I'm sat there like with a plate of sausage rolls. I went,
that's you.
Guys, Adrian, Christine.
Oh, you did it quietly because you didn't want to interrupt their conversation that we're having exclusively with David
Stuck
Cameron.
Stuck up Tory scum.
Turns out we were right all along.
Yeah. Good. You don't want him to talk to you. Good. Good.
What do you want?
I don't want anything. Well, we went out with the new shoes again today. So just
How did that feel?
Took a long time to cut that guy off.
I was interested then.
Okay, well, he'll call...
I was interested in the shoe talk.
He'll call back. He always does. It's called Twisty. There we go.
That's not Twisty. I've got a friend called Twisty.
Have you? You got Twisty?
Yeah. Actual Twisty. This is actually Twisty.
I felt quite nauseous.
Yes, because of them bloody fumes.
That's toxic stuff. That is toxic stuff. If you've just joined us, we got high...
Why have I got a drippy nose? It's like 2 days of this. Is it because you live in the countryside and I'm a... town mouse.
It's a story, wasn't it? Alistair's gone.
Alistair's died.
Oh. Hello, Alistair.
Have you got a Peloton?
Whoa!
What the hell?
Jeez, Alistair, this is what I imagine God looks like. This is.
I'm going to explain a lot.
It would explain a lot. I'm going to show you. You keep talking to Alistair. I'm going to show you something.
All right.
It popped up again.
Hello,
Alistair. Nice to see you. Obviously, you're dressed for the hot tub.
Yes.
Sorry to disappoint. Go on.
Well, say something. I'm busy.
I'm flying high at the moment, as you can see.
Why? What's happened?
Is he sniffing pans?
God, can you smell that pan from there?
You dirty pan sniffer.
So, I missed most of your show yesterday.
Why? Oh, yeah. I'm looking at a picture of you from the olden days.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, that was
when it pops up as people. Facebook is a canny beast. And the people it says, oh, you might know, I'm thinking, how the hell do you know I might know them? Because I've not even, I don't have their contact details. I've never typed their name in my phone. People you might know.
He's listening.
It's this guy.
He's listening. Anyway, why are you up the mountain?
Oh.
Dirty boy.
I had to go somewhere yesterday.
The poo-poo? For a cat! Whoa!
Yes. Continue.
Continue, s'il vous plaît, monsieur.
So, I'm getting the cat tomorrow.
Yes! That's... Oh, let me play your bell.
Help yourself.
Tell us about it. Tell us everything you feel. Give us every reason to accept that you're for real. Look at his face.
Tell us about...
That's what cats do. Yeah. That guy that was in here banging on about dogs, in your face, loser. That's what cats do.
Tell us about your cat, Alistair. Tell us.
It's beyond my expectations. It is so beautiful. It's a tabby cat.
Oh.
And it's just like... Proportionally, it's perfect, can I just say? It's just going to be so exciting.
Boy or girl?
Have a new friend.
Boy or girl, please?
Girl.
How old, please?
7.5.
Ooh, beautiful. And what's her backstory? Why is she available? What happened?
Well, the only thing that she said, this lady who's slightly mad... But then she's got 13 cats of her own.
Weird. Hey, I saw that thumb.
What?
Straight thumb. Do that again and I'll suck it.
She said that the Tabitha had been living with this lady for a while. But
Tabitha?
The Tabbies.
For some reason, she couldn't have her anymore, whether or not. I don't know why.
Do we know if there's any behavioural... issues with
apparently not, she says.
Okay, and does the cat have a name? If so, are you keeping the name or are you going to be cruel and give it a different name? Which I think is a weird thing. When we got Velvet at 2, we kept calling her Velvet.
She can still be called Tabitha as long as she behaves.
As long as she behaves,
yeah. Also, I need to ask you a couple of questions of advice, please. From you,
please. You come to the right person.
First of all, will cats jump out of upstairs windows?
They can.
Right.
They can. They probably won't because they're a bit more sensible than that. But they will look for... I quite often find George... A couple of times I found George upstairs on the outside of the window. And he's an idiot.
Yeah.
So he might.
I've seen Willow having a look out of the window. I had a heart attack when I first saw it, with her halfway out of the window, and I was like, "No!" Ran up the stairs and managed to get her back in. But
the short
they're
answer,
really they are mostly sensible.
The short answer is yes.
Yeah. Does ask Catherine? Does Willow go outside?
Do you, yes.
Okay, and he always comes back.
She always comes back. Although yesterday she was a naughty, naughty little monkey. But I think that's because of the full moon. I'm not even joking.
Oh, the cats. Sorry, go on.
But I've got a cat flap.
The cat smashed my cat flap in last night, and they were in and out all night. And Pat's brought a dead mouse into my bedroom at 5 o'clock in the morning. I was woken up by her going, and that means she's got a mouse. Yeah. And so I had to chase her out of my bedroom.
Willow's only brought one mouse in, and she doesn't do it anymore because I took it off her, and she thinks I'm a selfish cow and I don't share. So no more treats from her. She
should
says.
Be doing it. are you? Is it an innie or an outie? What are you thinking?
I don't know. I mean, the thing is that obviously this is like a new job for me. I've never done this before. When I said to the lady, well, look, I don't have a cat flap, she said, well, no, that's not a problem. I just let them out when they need to go out. I'm not sure that's right, but anyway.
That's all right. That's acceptable behaviour. That's acceptable.
Yeah. Has she given you any advice as to how long to keep her in before you let her out? Because that can be a thing, can't it? They can try and go home.
Well, my friend who came with me, who has had a cat, this is her second cat, and she's well experienced, recommended 2 months.
Yeah.
I go for 6 weeks is my standard. Some people say two or three weeks. I think that's too short. My standard is 6 weeks. I think the longer the better.
Because the cat lady
said 3 weeks.
That might be all right, but the longer the better. And also you want her to know that that's her house. You want her to know that you are her slave and that she can trust you and stuff. So I would suggest 6 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you may find that she doesn't range very far. You may find she don't fancy it, but
yeah,
you're getting a cat. Welcome, brother. Uh-huh. You're about to start living.
This friend who came with me to look at the cat was a little bit annoying yesterday. Because when she came through the house, she said, well, you'll need to clean that up in the conservatory. And you'll need to clean the backyard.
Was this a person that came to look at your house to see if you were suitable?
No, friend.
No, this was a mate. But...
Okay. Because every time I've had a cat, I've had someone come round and look. And boy, oh boy, did I suck my breath when the last one came, hoping that a train didn't go past at the end of the garden, because that would have buggered things up. But whenever it was someone from the Cats Protection or another charity, I go, yep, I can do that. Not a problem. Thinking, I ain't changing a thing, baby.
They're coming to live with you. That's the thing. It's like, you know, I felt the same when I brought my babies home. They come to live with you. You know, there's a limited amount you can do. Yeah, of course, dangerous stuff. Sometimes you've got to be careful with flowers. I don't know if you're a big flowers fan. You don't strike me as the Elton John type, but some flowers can be toxic. But again, cats do tend to know what... Yeah, they can know by smelling.
They know.
See, there's a lot of... I mean, I'm not very... You know, there's a lot of rubbish that needs clearing away, to be honest. But I think it's a good thing for the cat to have mental stimulation to climb up the mountains.
It's your house.
It's your house.
It's your house. It's your house. But don't be surprised if the cat disappears. You know, it will find a hole somewhere and you won't see it for 2 or 3 weeks. That's a possibility.
That's what they do, isn't it? They hide.
They hide. I've had that with Lucky and Mucky and Velvet. They just hid. Did not see them 4 weeks. And I'd come down in the morning, the food had gone, and I'd go and sort of say, hello, if I could find them.
Yeah, we got photographs of them down the back of the piano.
Yeah. The piano girls. It's all good. This is great, Alison. This is the best. What a way to start a show.
There's a good point here. Andy Tail says, cats love messing about in piles of paper, etc. As long as it doesn't become their litter tray, you'll be fine. That's the thing. You need to be able to see what they're doing back there, because they could be making a little den or poo-poo.
Oh, that was my other question. What's the best thing to wipe up clean cat pee or something like that?
She'll be litter trained, right?
Oh yeah, we had this litter tray. So.
She'll be okay. She
might have
pee.
The odd accident because she's stressed out.
Yeah. I bought. Let me show you what I bought for when the dickheads pissed all over my bed. Excuse me, Marcy.
This is all relevant info, Alistair.
What's I bought got? Cat urine destroyer. This is cat urine destroyer.
And what does that do, Ian?
It destroys the cat urine. The thing is, you've got to change the litter tray regularly because, as we said before, there is a chemical or a parasite in cat's urine that makes human beings go insane. It means you drop your what you perceive as risk gets diminished. This is a fact. It sounds like bullshit, but it's a fact. And also, it stinks. So you want to clean the litter tray regularly. I mean, I've got 5 using the litter tray. Jesus Christ, it's disgusting.
I've got one. You know, when it starts to smell like a zoo, it's time to go.
But, yeah, if it pisses on something, you've got to get it quick, man. Got to get it quick because it will stink and it will stay there forever. But you'll be all right. It's a 7-year-old. It'll be fine.
So it's coming tomorrow morning. So I'll be... What day is it today? Wednesday?
Tuesday.
So Thursday morning, I could maybe introduce her.
You could do. We won't be here, but, I mean, feel free to.
Of course you're not.
Friday evening.
When's she coming tomorrow? Tomorrow morning?
Yeah, it'd be about sort of...
Here's the thing. We are trying to arrange getting a cat on Skype. Ain't going to happen. It'll do it when... we probably won't see it for 6 months, and we'll just talk about Alistair's cat. It'll come on when it comes on. Enjoy it, man. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
What an adventure. It's lovely to see you looking so happy. Are you going to look so happy when I cut you off? Can't find the cut-off button. He did, actually. He did look very, very happy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, 203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you are very welcome. I am getting my jab today. I'm a little bit nervous about getting the jab.
What's worrying you? The actual moment it goes in or what happens afterwards?
I'm worried about getting a little bit poorly and everyone will now go, oh, I got it, I was terrible. Some people go, oh, it was fine. I think the majority of people are fine. I think it is a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of people who get a little bit poorly with it, and that's okay. I would rather have the jab than the thing. I think also, I think it's the emotion of the ocean. No, it's the emotion of the whole thing. This has been going on since, well, for those of us that were following the news, December 2019. But, you know, March 2020, February 2020, really... 2020. So that's February, March, April, May. So that's like 15 months. So it's an emotional... I know it's not the end of the thing. I mean, Luke Kane said we might be doing this kind of... living this kind of lifestyle for the next 5 years. It's possible. But it's the emotion of this phase. Mm-hmm. What's my hair doing? That's better. Good boy. It's the emotion of this phase taking shape.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm too young. I'm enjoying that, being able to say that. I'm too young at this point.
I would rather see thousands of bodies pile up than have an injection in my arm.
Oh, my God. I mean, what?
Oh, have you seen you can book yours now, Catherine, as of this morning, says Richard.
Can I, though?
Book it, yeah.
Let's have a look and see if I can. Let's hope my computer remembers my NHS deets.
I didn't even have my NHS deets.
Oh, I do.
You're age 42 or over.
Oh! Hey!
She's getting injection. You don't need it. You do not need it. No.
Continue another way.
What is your name? It's Catherine.
It's none of your biz.
Catherine Boyle. What is your birthday? Oh, yeah, we've done it wrong.
It's not Catherine Boyle, is it?
I know. I was playing a game. I don't want to tell them your real name's Catherine Smith.
It's Mega Girl.
Smega Girl.
That's my old...
I take that back. I take that back.
That's
Sarah's
all.
Having her jab on Tuesday.
Good.
No.
Have you had the flu vaccine the past 7 days? No.
Okay. Well, don't say it, do it with condemned.
Do you have a... No.
Just,
I'm not doing it with any condemned.
Find it. Enter your postcode.
Webs.
There we go. Oh, I got it.
No.
You need accessible toilets.
All right. Above. Yep.
I've got to go like 15 miles away. Do it.
Hang on.
That's Saturday.
I know, but I've got an appointment on Saturday.
Yeah, on Saturday.
Sunday.
You should be able to put your second one. There you go.
I already said.
No, pick it. Then that's offering you your second one.
No,
right.
It's not.
Right, click that. Next. Oh, continue. Choose time. Get it done early.
Yeah.
Okay. This is fun, guys. This is fun.
But your second. Would you like to go to the same place? Yes, I would.
See, I've got to go miles away from my first.
Sunday, 18th of July. Oh, God.
This is great.
I might be on holiday.
Thank you, Boris.
No, I won't.
Thank you, Boris Johnson. Big up. Big up yourself, Boris Johnson.
Available.
Big up yourself, Boris Johnson, for the vaccine. Boris Johnson made the vaccine while he was making love to five ladies draped in the flag of St. George. You will receive the vaccine on Tuesday.
Sundays I'm going.
Okay. John says, I had my second one in a theatre in Basildon. They had music playing and they used the stage area.
Did they? Did they do it?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. John Harris.
Thank you.
Booking complete.
There you go.
That's that sorted then.
Isn't it? Something, isn't it?
I feel a little bit...
Emosh,
yeah.
That's it. We're good to go. Speaking of good to go, it's time to mention our fabulous sponsors. But before we mention our sponsors, let's have a look in the gallery. It's the same gallery from yesterday. I've not done anything new to the gallery from yesterday. Couldn't be bothered. I just wanted to see Pete reverse cowgirling a cat. That is.
You'll find the cat someone doing.
They're having fun. All I know is they're having fun. There he is. My good friend Peter. Peter, who was so outraged by a call on Alan Bezick's show last night that he texted me. It was an outrageous call.
Oh, was it?
And it was handled, we think, very badly by Alan Bezick.
I know.
Yeah.
That's unusual.
Yeah. Yeah. What is LGBTQIA+?
Why didn't you Google it?
It was a call that was awful, and Alan handled it very, very funny. Very bad. Sorry, handled it very, very badly. Very badly. It was a call about a previous call, whose son had taken their own life.
Oh.
And this caller proceeded to tell Alan that the woman needn't worry because the guy was probably in a really good place when he did it.
Jeez.
Now I believe that some people are at a point of clarity when they do take their own lives. I also believe many people are at a point of desperation. And a point of many, many other things that I couldn't even begin to comprehend. But he was saying that all people, when they take their own lives, are at a point of clarity. And I And both I, myself, and Peter, what's on the tapes, Peter? What's on the tapes, Peter? Believed that Alan could, no, should hear, baby, could have played it differently. But he did not.
Sweet Lord.
Then there was the great call from the racist, who was talking about the host nation. Listen, Alan. That's a good voice. Listen, Alan. You know, they're pulling down these statues. But I think, actually, we're very tolerant as a host nation.
What do you mean by host nation?
Well, I think, as a host nation, we're very tolerant. And they shouldn't be pulling down these statues.
They?
There's a lot of they. And I think he meant black people. I got a feeling he meant black people are very lucky to be staying in this host nation.
It was some call. And then I fell asleep. And then I woke up to the end of... Give me some Gabrielle songs, please.
Dreams can come true.
The other one.
Out of reach.
That one was one. I always thought she was singing Valerie. But it's out of reach. No, anyway, I woke up to the end of that. And then Alan Bezik. I've never heard anyone rave about Gabrielle as much as Alan Bezik.
He loves Gabrielle, does he?
Well, that was great, that one. That was marvellous. Well, at least I don't think so. I don't think I've ever heard that song before. So, Gabrielle, well, that's...
Let's look her up.
That's marvellous. That's absolutely... That's brilliant. What a brilliant song. Gabrielle is back. I like Gabrielle.
But does anyone like Gabrielle that much? Like waxing on about, yeah. Oh, I like these. Yeah. The Lighthouse Family. Yeah. Rock my world.
I think he might have done that about the Lighthouse Family.
Oh, flipping it.
I think he came out of the Lighthouse Family once and went, what a voice that guy's got. I think he did.
God, imagine.
Let's talk about these wonderful people that make this show.
Well, so, can I be so honest? Special. As we've been, you know, we're embracing reality. And
yeah.
I really need to go to the loo because I just came straight in from
this to me.
The school run and I've not been. So if you wouldn't mind handling this.
What have you done today to make you feel proud?
Why did that sponsor not work, Mandy? Why did that not work? I thought so as well. Sponsors. Is it sponsors? Try sponsors. Why did that not work? That's strange, isn't it? Anyway, gelaw.co.uk. If you're getting divorced, we suggest... It worked then. That's weird, isn't it? Did you spell sponsor wrong? What happened? Computers. M people. I saw them in concert in Germany in the 90s. This sounds about right. If you're getting divorced, it sucks.
Been there.
It's not a pleasant thing at all. Richard Gregorian. Remember the name, guys? Because he's going to be big. gelaw.co.uk. gelaw.co.uk is the place to go. If you're getting divorced, go and have a look. Not the cheapest, but I would suggest one of the best. One of the best. We'll help try and smooth things out between you, not to get a resolution, not to get a reconciliation, but to kind of stop the legal process being dragged on and on and on. Let's get this sorted. VPN Surfshark! Happy morning, Amy. Surfshark, if you want to look at stuff, but you know what people know you're looking at stuff, you need a VPN. If you want to watch American Hulu, American Netflix, American Psycho, you need a VPN for at least two of those things. I use and I recommend Surfshark. Not only that, if you use our wonderful deal that is in the chat now, you will get 83% off and 3 months extra for free. I have it installed. Bought Surfshark the other day from you guys. No complaints here. Thank you, Residue. I know there was someone in the Discord who had a question about it. I want to say Gemma. Whoa! I'm holding the page there. I see you, Emma Grace Guitar. I see you, Emma Grace Guitar. Yeah. Oh, I see you. I see you, Emma Grace Guitar. Let me finish talking about these wonderful guys at Surf Shack.
And then more on you.
And then more on you, Emma Grace Guitar. You ain't getting away with it that easily, you goddamn piece of trash. I got it installed on my Amazon Fire Stick. I've got it installed on my Macintosh computer, which I was using this morning to update some details for the new thelatenightalternative.com that Matty is building. And it looks grey, man. It looks grey. It looks really grey, man. And I did have it on a telephone. I don't have it on my new telephone. Oh, I'm changing. Oh, that ADHD book and how to organise your life. I'm changing. I was in tears. I found a hill near me yesterday that I'd never found before. I'm going to go there again today. Amazing view, right? And no one else was there. There's some other people, actually. They came, but it doesn't matter. And I was up there and I was inputting. I'm using Google calendars, diaries, for the first time ever in my life. And I was putting birthdays in there and I was weeping. I was putting my dad's death day in there. I was weeping. I'm never going to forget another birthday or death day again. Whether I send a card or not, waits to be seen. That's Surfshark VPN, and thank you very much for the sponsorship. We thoroughly recommend it. Emma Grace Guitar.
Now,
Catherine,
let's talk about Emma Grace Guitar.
Let's talk about Emma Grace Guitar.
At the end of our streams, for the most part, sometimes we don't, but very rarely we don't.
We only don't if there's like loads of racists in our chat that we don't want to take to someone else's stream.
No. So we raid someone who looks fun, nice vibe, not enough viewers. Emma Grace, you were that person yesterday, and we're not sorry. My God, what a charming, charming stream. It was so nice. And your reaction made our day. So I hope that everyone behaved.
Emma dressed up in a crab outfit yesterday. We didn't see that. I saw the Slipknot t-shirt. I did have a member of Slipknot sign my ass once. That's a true story.
Yeah.
For a TV show I did. It was the last one. I may have done some naughty stuff before I interviewed the guy from Slipknot on his tour bus. I don't know. And I said, can you sign my ass?
My God.
And he did. He signed it.
So because of that happy memory, Emma Grace, it was you yesterday.
Emma Grace, let's get a shout out for our good friend, Emma Grace Guitar, please. Post Emma set lips request form in Discord. Some great tunes on there. There we go. Thank you. Best rate I've ever got on. I've had a few big ones in the past, but none as sweet as that. Thank you.
Generally, our people are quite well behaved because we do warn them beforehand that there'll be spankings handed out if they behave badly.
And this is not an empty invitation. You want to come on? You want to come on here? Talk about your channel, about your life? Do you want to tell us about your life? Really was like growing up. What do you think it might be like dying?
What? I mean, why wouldn't you with that kind of invitation, Emma Grace?
If you want to tell us what you think it might be like dying, give us a call now, 0203-286-6370. We'd like to hear, what do you think it might be like dying and what might be up on the other side?
There'll be someone watching this now who knows exactly what it's like.
Emma, you can come on. If I send you a private Zoom link, you can come on now, but no pressure. I've just noticed the hand in the background.
Hi.
If you don't, then we're on Friday night. And we're on tomorrow morning. And we're on Friday night. Or you can do it next week. What I'm saying is,
Whenever you want. This
is chilled. If you want to come on now, I can send you a little private little Zoom link. No one need know about it. But if you don't want to do that, then we can do it another time. Just hit me up with the whisper. Hit me up with the whisper. Enter the Void if you need a good death movie. I do need a good death movie. Yeah. Too many of these movies are about living people. Too many movies about living people. I want a good death.
Oh, God. Do you remember that one when we were in our 20s? It was called Dying Young. And it was with Julia Roberts. When Julia Roberts was, you know, the hot, young, new thing.
Emma, send me a little whisper. TLNA. Send me a little whisper and we'll get you on Friday night. That'd be lovely.
And it was just the most tragic film you've ever seen.
Oh, what is it, like Love Story?
Very similar, except it's the boyfriend that dies. Oh, spoiler. 20-year-old spoiler.
I thought that by Into the Void, he meant that was like a movie about the other side of death.
Well, I wonder.
We just don't know. I'd love to hear a little bit more about that movie, please. Thank you, Emma. No, thank you.
Flatliners was awesome. I don't think it really sold death in its best light, though, did it?
Flatliners was great. I wonder if it stands up. Fish face. I loved it at the time. And also, they've remade Flatliners, I've noticed.
I know, why? Why? Trapper 74. I went on a date to Dying Young. Not my greatest move. Yeah, I got taken to see Schindler's List. Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Oh, Skypers.
Do that.
You absolute melts. You melt.
Here's the thing. Does anyone need any inspo? Right.
Oh, God, I need inspo right now, baby.
Here's what I've started reading.
I need it so bad.
I've not read anything properly for ages, right? But I'm on a real Brené Brown trip at the moment, having seen the Netflix show that there is of hers. I don't want to call it a show, but it is kind of a show, isn't it? It's not a TED talk.
Moomin says, I saw Schindler's List with a German girlfriend in Germany. I saw the film about, one of the films about the 9/11 in New York. And like the day after it opened at a midnight showing.
I bet that was a thing, right?
It was lots of. It was the one about the plane crashed, mm-hmm. and so there it was weird. Lots of laughter at the terrorists as they were shaving themselves. Lots of you get in there, man, kick his ass. And then as the credits, I seem to remember the credits are silent. And we're in a cinema. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning in New York, and all you could hear were people sobbing.
Oh, man.
Imagine that. When me and my brother-in-law Ivan went to that, that was, oh, I'm getting goosebumps. That was it wasn't a great film, but it was a privilege, I think, seeing it.
A moment in time.
It was a real moment seeing it. United 93. I don't remember it being a great film, but I remember just coming out thinking, "Gosh, that's." I've sucked up a little bit of history there. Sorry, I interrupted.
No, it's all good. This is Brené Brown's The Gift of Imperfection, right?
She's great, Brené Brown.
I love her so much.
She's the one, you may have heard me say, choose discomfort over resentment. Whereas if someone is annoying you, quite often, you know, if something has done, use Catherine as an example, a completely fictional example. If Catherine had said something to me a month ago and it was still like, that thing she said, really, yeah, the thing she said about my mum, completely making this up, that really, and quite often, historically, I would sit on that and sit on that and sit on that and sit on that.
And the resentment would grow.
Choose discomfort over resentment. The discomfort is going to Catherine. As soon as I feel able to, going, Catherine, I have to say, that thing you said about my mum really upset me. And I just think it was, I want to say, I think it was unfair. Generally, it goes, and it works. That was Brené Brown. That was a Brené Brown thing. Choose discomfort over resentment.
She's so good. Honestly, if you've got Netflix, have a look at The Call to Courage. It's a game changer. It's been a game changer for me. Right. This. Also, this book was featured on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday. So if it's good by Oprah, come on. Owning our story can be hard, but not nearly as difficult as spending our lives running from it.
Say that again. Sorry, because I was
owning
typing.
Our story can be hard, but not as difficult as spending our lives running from it.
I love that.
Embracing our vulnerabilities is risky, but not nearly as dangerous as giving up on love and belonging and joy, the experiences that make those the most vulnerable. Only when we are brave enough to explore the darkness will we discover the infinite power of light. I mean, Yeah, I think that works for me. I'm hoping that might work for you. I'm not into self-help stuff, I didn't think. My God, this woman is incredible. There's stuff that we're all trying to suppress. There's stuff that we're all trying to suck up. And it's not going to go away for you, yeah. Manning up.
Russell Brand, Have Brené Brown, his podcast is amazing. Yeah,
I bet.
I haven't listened to the podcast.
I haven't yet either.
Yeah, I'm just excited because the Clones cast has restarted. You can call us, dear listener. You can phone us 0203-286-6370. 0203-286-6370 is the phone number. We don't really go for withheld numbers. We take kind of like one a day, but they generally turn out to be bell ends. So we don't really do it.
No.
I'm feeling
Nelson Mandela, manning up term is so damaging and unhelpful. Yes, isn't it? That's the point I'm making.
Yes, I think that's the point he's making as well. I'm not sure. I'm feeling really flat today. this is a real effort for me to be upbeat. And look at my, I'm growing big sideburns. You can't really see because my hair's so. I'm growing big sideburns again.
Mm-hmm.
I nearly shaved my moustache off the other day. And I thought better of it. No. I feel like I
oh, I love a bit of cat and bum.
I do. But that's a genuine laugh. I feel lousy, man. I feel absolutely lousy for so many reasons. for so many different reasons. The reasons don't really matter. But this is hard work today, is what I'm trying to say. I'm not feeling focused. And my plan is to get my jab. Go back to bed. And spend the rest of the day in bed. Spending all day in bed. From about 3:30 onwards, I'm going to be in bed. Yeah. Spending all day in bed. I'm out back. That's my plan. And it's fucking hard work, this living stuff sometimes, isn't it? So I feel lousy. And I'm not pleased. If anyone gives me a ghost hug, I want them timed out.
You'll give them a ghost.
Ghost fist. Ghost punch. Ghost punch.
A ghost fist.
Ghost punch from the ghost fist. Gosh. That would be my superhero name, ghost fist.
This.
Balance it on your finger. There you go. I had two jabs, mate. Pull your socks up, lad. What? I'm assuming you're being ironic. Otherwise, that's a ban. Secondly, I'm not saying I'm going to bed because of the jab, you absolute bell end. You're being ironic. Okay, fine. Are you being ironic?
Oh.
Ban him. Ban him, mods.
Unless he's French.
Let the mods do it. Let the mods ban him.
What?
Let the mods ban him. Let the mods. I want one of them. I want to see which mob wants the blood. Get the blood. Ban him. Yeah, Maddie wanted the blood.
Of course it was Maddie.
Of course it was Maddie. She loved blood. No, it's not about the jab that I'm going to bed for. I'm just using the jab as a point of reference of the only thing I have today. We've got meeting with Twitch, then we've got the jab, I'm having the jab, then I'm going to bed. Not because of the jab. Because I feel here, lousy. Mm. That's how I feel. That's why I plan to go to bed. What's the point of me telling you this? There is no point, really. There is no point.
Just
really.
In the interest of authenticity.
Yeah. Yeah. Call with Twitch is positive, right? Yeah, it's always is what it is. When you meet with Twitch, can you ask them to sort out my partner application, please? First thing on the agenda, Pete. First thing on the agenda. You know that. You know that is going to happen. That is exactly what is going to happen. First thing on the agenda.
Listening to a Rabbit Hole production.
Boing! Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.